Monsieur.
Dear Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak. To make my speech time shortly, I ask my interpreter to read my text in Russian.
Уважаемый председатель, к сожалению, я не смогу говорить на японском языке, хотя организаторы предоставляли нам возможность синхронного
японского.
Мне кажется, что нынешний конгресс
I think that today's Congress of the International Russophilic Organization will be a meeting where we will be able to share our understanding of the importance of what is going on in the world, and we will develop certain approaches to our further steps, and we'll see our journey to the future multiple world. Let me introduce myself. I'm Mitsuhiro Kimura, chairman of the Japanese patriotic organization called Isuikai. I'm also board member of Association of Friends of Crimea. Therefore, I support the return of Crimea to Russia and Russia's recognition of Donbass, Luhansk, and Donetsk People's Republics, and I'm against any sanctions against towards Russia. As Japan is concerned, my organization calls for restoration of full Japanese sovereignty and for withdrawal of U.S. military bases from Japan. Therefore, we call on the members of the Japanese parliament to reconsider Japan-U.S. Security Treaty, Japan-United States Status of Forces Agreement in Japan. All the agreements have to be revisited in order to make it more favorable for Japan. Let me speak about three points. First of all, American and British colonialism and imperialism support neo-Nazi regime in Ukraine. And what happened on February 24, 2022, this is what the Russian president did, starting a special multi-operation to overthrow the neo-Nazi regime in Ukraine to protect Russian people in Ukraine. And I recognize and support these actions of your president as a historic measure or step that will destroy the conspiracy of continued interference with the affairs of other countries.
Second point
relates to history of the atomic bombing of Japan. On August 6, 2022, the city of Hiroshima boycotted the visit of Russian ambassador to Hiroshima. And Russian ambassador had to come 2 days prior to that Memorial Day. He laid flowers to the victims of atomic bombing, and he came along with the members of my organization. He hosted a roundtable discussion, a press conference on issues of peace construction and nuclear control in Japan. This story was widely reported on NHK TV news throughout Japan and causing a wave of criticism against the authorities of the city of Hiroshima. We understand that the Japanese government and authorities of Hiroshima do not understand the history and relationships of the Russian-Ukrainian peoples. We understand that the Japanese authorities are not knowledgeable of the history of the Minsk Accords. They are not interested in what the people are seeking to. They acted as the country dependent on the United States. It means that we, the Japanese, do not have our own will. And this has become a result of the fact that Japan depends very much on the United States. The Japanese government totally perverted the matter. The Ambassador Legato, responsible for the bombing, was invited to the ceremony. And the country that condemns that bombing and who wanted to honor the victims was not invited.
And finally,
we must say that the main reason for that is that Japan cannot take an active position due to its subordinate position towards the United States. We see Americanization of education in Japan, morality, history, traditions, culture, and ways of thinking of the Japanese people are being destroyed through the American impact. Last year, the United States ambassador to Japan called on Japanese government to quickly adopt an LGBT bill in the parliament. What it is, if not interference with the internal affairs of Japan, a conspiracy to change the Japanese culture and morality in the name of the so-called human rights.
Besides, a week before,
on February 19th, 2023, Tokyo hosted the session of the Council for Assistance to Restoration of Ukraine. Now calls for peace were made there. On the contrary, they demanded for an urgent support for Ukraine. It would have been more correct to demand that the Japanese government provide support to Donbass. And this is something that I intend to demand from the Japanese government. Until today, the Western society has formed so-called international rules and imposed its interests. We know how the Western countries, the collective West, knows to exploit other countries using double standards. But now, under the pressure of BRICS countries and the Global South, a fair multipolar world has to be set up. I believe that Japan would also benefit from that. It will become sovereign, whereas the international community would pursue a fair and equal policy towards us.
Итак, все, о чем я сказал, я стараюсь донести понимание членов парламента Японии.
To you, I will try to convey to the members of the Japanese parliament, to the media and the people of Japan. I'd like to conclude my speech assuring you that we are on the side of those who understand the truth, what is happening in this world, and who wants this truth to prevail. Thank you so much.